We're not going anywhere. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That pledge from Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv, Israel, meeting with leaders there about the war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza.
The number of innocent lives claimed by Hamas's heinous attacks continues to rise. Among those, we now know that at least 25 American citizens were killed.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls Hamas an enemy of civilization.
The massacring of young people in an outdoor music festival. The butchering of entire families. The murder of parents in front of their children and the murder of children in front of their parents.
1,300 deaths are reported in Israel, another 1,300 in the Israeli military strikes in Gaza. And the Israeli government says fuel, power, and water will remain cut off to Gaza until hostages are freed. The UN says 383,000 people there have been forced from or have lost their homes. Social Security beneficiaries get a 3.2% raise next year. It was 8.7% this year. It's a cost of living adjustment based on inflation. A woman accused of murdering a professional cyclist in Texas escapes from custody briefly.
Caitlin Armstrong was attending a doctor's appointment with two Travis County deputies Wednesday when she ran off after leaving the medical office, but she was recaptured after only about 10 minutes. Armstrong is charged with killing professional cyclist Mariah Wilson, who was found dead at a friend's apartment in Austin in May. Detectives believe it was a love triangle. Armstrong's boyfriend admitted to having a fling with Wilson and had seen each other the day of her death. Armstrong was mistakenly released by police after her arrest in May. She managed to get out of the country and was arrested in late June in Costa Rica. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Initially expected yesterday, now there is no vote scheduled for Speaker of the House. For now, the Republicans' nominee Steve Scalise does not have enough support among Republicans to win on the full House floor. America's listening to Fox News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Former President Trump at a campaign event in Florida claims former President Obama is really running the Biden administration and says Israel would not have been attacked if the 2020 election had not been rigged against him.
At the Club 47 event, former President Donald Trump blamed President Biden's engagement with Iran for Hamas's attacks in Israel.
But you would have never, ever had anybody attacking Israel if I were president. It wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened.
And it's something with which his supporters agree.
100%, 100%, this would not be happening under Donald Trump. The whole world knows that.
Greg Smythe is from Boca Raton. So is PJ Carwell, who feels there are too many lawmakers who give groups like Hamas a pass.
And that woman, what's her name, Tlaib, should be thrown out of Congress. For having a Palestinian flag in Congress, she should be thrown out.
In West Palm Beach, Evan Brown, Fox News.
A study finds Nebraska, Connecticut, and Massachusetts are the best states for mental health. The three worst: West Virginia, Alabama, and Arkansas.
A study by Solient Health concludes which are the best and worst states to live in for mental health. Looking at bad mental health days and access to mental health providers and suicide rates among young people. Also factoring in unemployment and violent crime.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. A Connecticut man's found money saga comes to an end.
Robert Withington has been in hot water since he spotted a bag of cash outside a Bridgeport bank back in May and took it home. The incident was caught on surveillance video. Despite the bank's name being on the bag stuffed with nearly $5,000, he later told police it was finders keepers. Prosecutors disagreed and slapped him with a felony larceny charge. Withington apparently rethought his finders keepers policy and gave the money back. That prompted prosecutors to rethink their case. Charges were dropped Wednesday. Tom Graham, Fox News.
New unemployment claims flat at 209,000. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
First responders in Champaign called to a crash that involved a pickup truck driving off Interstate 57 into a pond near 1300 Cobblestone Way in Champaign. A person who witnessed the crash said he was driving by, saw the driver drowning. He immediately turned to rescue the man. The passerby dragged the truck driver to safely to shore. Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve in Mahomet getting $100,000 for an upgrade. State grants going to be used to improve a portion of the bike trail. The bike trail was built back in 1996. This is a project the Champaign County Forest Preserve District began in 2021. They say the money ran out, so this new grant helping them pick it back up. Two flight nurses being hailed as heroes after helping a mother and a newborn. Now they're getting national awards for saving the baby's life. The nurses are on the Air Evac Life Team out of Mattoon treating patients. They received the Global Medical Responses Stars of Life Award. Congrats to the ladies. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. It's the 8 o'clock hour. Jennifer Nassour, she's the last Republican known to be in Massachusetts. Stand by for that. Meteorologist Greg Solier has joined us, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. Well, my friend, this might be last 78-day, degree day, whatever you're calling for the high, but then I think it chills out for a while, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, return to kind of a almost early to mid-November feel around here over the course of the weekend. But we do get a couple of bonus days of warmth across our neck of the woods. And that warmth is banked up right here across Champaign and Vermilion counties. Overrunning that warmth is a couple of disturbances and some pretty widespread rains. As we talked about, they'll be multi-inch over Kankakee County, Northern Ford, and Iroquois on northward. And we do see some shower activity up in that general direction, parts of Ford and Iroquois County around the Milford Watsika area, for example. Raining pretty good from Chicago back to Rockford to the Quad Cities. Already a couple of inches of rain into parts of eastern Iowa and more making its way there. So some of those worst drought areas of the Corn Belt expected to get significant rain, but wind as well, and those stalks are weakened. So as we call it the weather business, some lodging and blowdown may be an issue in parts of the western Corn Belt with harvest and corn in mind. Out the door this morning, 53 Willard and Savoy, 54 Danville, 53 Bloomington Normal. Forecast high today, a nice one. Up to 78, probably some 80-degree weather on the vehicle thermometer south and southwest of Champaign. Stray shower thunderstorm as we're seeing up to the north here this morning and back in late this afternoon. Slightly better odds closer to home after midnight tonight and a low down to 56. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, breezy, mild, up to 71 and a couple of rounds of good coverage showers and thunderstorms both morning and afternoon. They'll continue into tomorrow night with a low down to 52 and windy, showery, blustery, colder weather for the weekend. Showers both Saturday, Sunday, lesser chance Monday, Tuesday, 50s by day, 40s at night. Little mini warm up into the 60s for mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, I always say the last Republican in Massachusetts. That's not true, but she's the only one that will admit it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Nassour, congratulations. And yeah, sorry for the protesters outside your door. Former chairwoman, Massachusetts Republican Party, what's left of it. Jennifer, how are you?
Stevie, it's so good to talk to you. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, we're troubled with, obviously, everybody is. Well, I shouldn't say that. Black Lives Matter Chicago chapter has endorsed the actions of Hamas. I guess the only benefit of all of this is to really see where people are. We knew where the squad was, wanted to defund Israel right now. But for Black Lives Matter, who many corporations gave money to, for them to say we endorse Hamas, it is, again, we get to know where everybody is. It is as ruthless, as bad as anybody in the modern era certainly have ever seen. I don't know, what's your take on the whole issue in Israel, Jennifer?
The majority of normal, sane people, it is horrific, it's tragic, it's disgusting. Hamas is a bunch of animals. It's barbaric and inhumane. And I cannot imagine anyone who says that this sort of behavior is acceptable or it's endorsed or supported. I live in Boston and we see what happened at Harvard University with those students.
Tell me, 30 student groups, essentially, I think it was more support of Palestine, right? It wasn't for Hamas per se, was it? I don't think it was.
No, it was for Palestine.
So for Palestine. So the president of Harvard, Lawrence Summers, a former president of Harvard and a Democrat, came out and was just, exploded on Harvard, which they said, it's going to hurt our funding. So the president came out, this doesn't reflect the administration leadership at Harvard. We think all this is really bad. And so they came out and cleared it out, probably only because of pressure, though, Jennifer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that the president's new president, she came out and she, I think, realize that this is bad PR for Harvard once again. In the meantime, I mean, these students, they, they're all indoctrinated in, this is bad and we need to be nice to them. No, at the end of the day, there's a terrorist organization that has control of everyone in Palestine because that they act as the government and they have slaughtered babies and raped mothers in front of their families and have killed grandmothers in the streets. And if anyone thinks that that is acceptable behavior, then maybe they should go live over there and put themselves in harm's way.
Well, I fear what's going to happen, because this is obviously premeditated. The barbaric way was premeditated. They wanted to do this. I don't understand at this point, because I can't think anywhere like what they think, I guess. What their point is? What is the end game? They want to eradicate all Jews. They want Israel to go away, so the whole thing is going to be Palestine. I don't. They want to kill them all. What's the thinking? Because this is clearly intentional of how bad it was to get everybody enraged like this to take action. And you're not going to stop anything until you stop Iran, by the way.
Absolutely. I mean, they're behind everything, right? And I think they're. Some of the coverage is that, we've seen our weapons there, right? So I think this whole situation is Iran does not like Western way of thought, and it bothers them, and they would like to eradicate all of Israel. And, ultimately, listen, it's the United States, right? And so that's why this is really important. Because not only is it gruesome and it's terrible, but Israel has been our ally and we have kind of walked in lockstep together. And this is a complete failure. Anthony Blinken, when he got on TV before and talked about his Jewish heritage, is that enough? I mean, why are we now doing this on Thursday when this started on Saturday?
I don't know. I know that there's a total intent on everything, and I'm wondering what exactly is going to happen, because if you're going to go door to door in a place the size of Delaware, and they're big buildings, and you've told them you're coming, and they're all going to die, it might be a lot of civilians are being held by Hamas there so they can die. And so I just fear in a week, Jennifer, the whole narrative is going to be how bad Israel is for killing innocent Palestinians. That Hamas is making that happen.
Yes. Yes. And they want to control the narrative. I mean, I think Israel should finish this off as quickly as possible. And this situation, it's not going to be good. I mean, we know that there are Americans that are also stuck over there, commercial flights that are grounded, that have been canceled. And Americans can't get out. We know that there are American hostages. We know that, there's over 1,600 people who have been killed so far and thousands more injured. The devastation, everything going over. My heart just breaks for everyone over there, for all those families and everything going on. And I hope that the White House is serious about helping out and getting our folks out and making sure that Israel's safe.
What is Pocketbook Project, Jennifer Nasur?
We are a organization, that center-right organization, that helps women get into the political arena, from everything from working on campaigns to boards and commissions and running for every level of office.
Why are you in a blue state?
Listen, I like the challenge. I like the challenge here.
Well, there again is the pressure of not being invited to any parties. There's that. You don't have to worry about what to wear or anything. So, Jennifer, how can people connect with you?
You can find me on LinkedIn at Jennifer Nasur.
N A J-E-S-S-O-U-R. Jennifer, always a pleasure.
Always great talking to you. Take care. Have a
ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Towing phone line. We jump to our morning sports.
Tonight in morning NFL action, we've got the Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis Kelce with an ankle issue will not be in the game.
All I know is that Patrick Mahomes will be.
Yes.
And that's kind of what you need.
But my Travis Kelce bit goes into Taylor Swift and her new Eras Tour movie that's out, and she was in L.A. with the premiere with Beyonce Knowles, and so it was Queen Bee.
What is that about? Is this a concert?
Kind of a women power content.
It's a movie or a concert?
It's a concert movie.
Okay. Well, I was at CrossFit yesterday, the only one in there, because I had to go on off hour, and I was listening to Billy Joel.
Okay.
I mean, so if you can watch Taylor Swift,
that's one of the concerts you would like to see.
Exactly.
And you're a Billy Joel-y.
And then
Taylor Swift-y.
Kyler McFall came in and said, "I'm sorry, but Billy Joel isn't rocking it for me."
We have to change the station.
Whatever.
So we also had an NHL action, Boston over the Blackhawks, 3-1. But that one goal was from that new draft rookie, Connor Bedard.
I should have asked. John Decker went to his first.
Oh, really?
He was at the hockey game with Connor Bedard, who does not even shave.
Right.
He's 18.
I know.
He can't be Wayne Gretzky because nobody can be Wayne Gretzky, right?
Like, got a goal in his second game. His first game, he got a nice assist.
So he's going to the prom, and now he's playing in the NHL.
Pretty much.
I mean, no, months ago, he was at prom.
I know.
With the girl named Kathy that he just met and has a corsage on her. What? It's stunning.
Crazy.
How
some of these young athletes. And
it's the NHL.
Right.
These are 32-year-old men that want to beat your brains out.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Illinois women's soccer free tonight, and it's kick cancer theme. So there's ribbons where you can have those who battled cancer written down on those ribbons. They're taking on number 12, Wisconsin, at 7 o'clock at DeMergeron Park. An hour before, it's the Illinois hour of $5 drinks from 6 to 7. And they've got Socktoberfest on Sunday on the 15th at 1 o'clock when we face Purdue. And the first 300 fans will get Illinois beer mugs. And Riggs will be there, too. So I think that sounds kind of fun. Illinois volleyball at Ohio State tomorrow at 6. Rutgers Sunday at 1 in Huff Hall. Of course, our Illini are in action against Maryland at 2:30. And we're gearing up for homecoming, Stevie J.
Yep.
We've got a 10 a.m. start for the 5K on Sunday morning. Right over by the Helene Gateway is where you'll find the fountain. And that dying ceremony is a blast. The marching Illini is there. They have this special guy from St. Louis who flips these flapjacks in the air way high so you can get breakfast over there too. It's a fun way to start homecoming. And of course, the parade will be Friday the 20th at 5:30. Pep rally at the Grange Grove at 6:30. The game will be against Wisconsin at 2:30 at Memorial Stadium on Saturday the 21st.
I mentioned BLM of Chicago, Black Lives Matter, endorsed Hamas. So to my knowledge, the only group that has endorsed Hamas, many have endorsed Palestine. But this is the only one. 217 Texter says the city of Champaign has a street named in honor of Black Lives Matter. I wonder if they'll reconsider that decision. Probably not. I don't know how their organization is. I just know BLM Chicago supports Hamas. And it's just, I don't understand.
Right. If you ever have a comment, it's 359-2255.
It's a terrorist group that mutilated and massacred women and children. And they came out and supported that. 819.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Manavis Saturday. Radar painting some pretty substantial rains over the northern end of the state and points northwest from there. Iffy and spotty on chances for the day-to-day this morning and back in late this afternoon. Partly sunny, south wind, and the story today is a warm-up to about 78, even some 80-degree weather south and southwest of Champaign County. South wind tonight, a mild night in the 50s with a shower thunderstorm chance, especially late. Tomorrow, variable to cloudy, breezy, mild. A couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms. Warning morning and more so tomorrow afternoon. Up to 71 as winds shift around into the southwest. Down to 52 with showers and thunderstorms early and late tomorrow night. And on and off showery weather expected for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And back into increasing northwesterly winds. And a cool off at 56 on Saturday, 54 on Sunday, 55 on Monday. We'll try to drive things out here for the middle and late parts of next week with a return to more seasonal temperatures, highs by Wednesday back into the low to mid 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Consumer Price Index for September is offering a mixed picture on inflation. The CPI rose a little more than expected at 0.4% and up 3.7% in the year ending in September. However, core inflation, excluding food and energy, rose 0.3% as expected, and core inflation for the year ending in September was 4.1%. That is an improvement from August. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits was little changed last week at 209,000. Still consistent with a healthy job market. The Social Security Administration just announced a 3.2% cost of living adjustment for next year. Shares of Walgreens Boots Alliance are slumping. The drugstore and healthcare company reported a disappointing quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
So you're thinking about selling your home. What do you do? Well, you want to make sure that you get enough for your home because we generally overinflate what we have. That's natural. So what is it worth? What can you do to get a house ready to show? Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group, loaded with experience and people that do this stuff all the time. And they might just tell you, yeah, I can get a little more than even you're thinking. Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group can help you get it done.
And he has that smooth transition from selling your home to buying your next one as he partners with lenders who have creative banking solutions, drastically reduce your down payment, avoid having two mortgages at once. Nate and his team have been able to negotiate rent back options and delayed buyer possessions. Plus, when you go online and search Nate Evans Group, you can check out that secret list of homes and decide on the next chapter of what that'll look like and the perfect property for you. He's a friend you can trust. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Again, it's just an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com.
If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. I every time I go to Sarah, it's just, I enjoy it. They really, it's not easy to fill a place with really, really good, solid people. And they've got five lines. The Subaru's been really going nuts since they bought it. And they got GMC and Buick. And Buick is not Buick. You know, you're thinking, Buick, yeah, let me get that for my 75-year-old aunt.
That's right.
They've got some lines there that I would be very interested in. And, of course, Honda, BMW, GMC. You want the big old SUV. Anyway, Ben Quattrone has it going on. I'm a big fan of Ben and what he does for the community as well. Okay, so we got Smoke Show coming up. You know what? If you're into smoking, barbecue stuff, Tim is, he and Donna are just rapidly growing in stature because of their success, and we'll get into what happened in Terre Haute last week in just a few moments. But we'll give you some ideas on what happens if you do have a grease fire on your grill, what you should do, or a grease fire in your kitchen.
Right.
Because your instinct is going to be wrong on what you ought to do with that, and we'll explain.
Plus, our offer today is from Merle Norman at 706 West Market View Drive. I was looking up, Stevie, about what you get in Champagne when you go in and consult with Marilyn and get that perfect match of your skin tone with the fall moods and the Merlot lip liner and the plush lipsticks and the wicked lash mascara and the warm romance cheek and eye palette. Does this sound appealing to you?
Yes. for men, she could help with the wrinkles.
Yes, for sure.
They got stuff for wrinkles.
Yeah, the skin treatments are fantastic. There
is one setback. You have to actually do it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it regularly,
yeah,
you just have wrinkles.
That's right.
You could alleviate some of the definition of the wrinkles. You won't get them away. And how do I say this? I would probably just live and be as healthy as you can. But boy, you've seen people that get work that isn't good.
Uh-huh.
It's tough. You feel bad for them. But anyway, Merle's got it going on. Merle
mm-hmm.
Norman. If you go to ghoststever.com, that $100 package, you'll get the color analysis. Mm-hmm. And it's a pseudo facial.
Right.
Everybody likes having people play on your face.
Oh, yeah.
So you get that. And then they say, well, this is this. And you might have been using the wrong foundation forever.
Right.
Who told you, right?
Right.
You just put makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this one will kind of say, wow, you look great today. Kind mm-hmm. of, it's subtle. It's subtle stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is 8:28. We're going to break for the news and be right back. ESPN 93.5.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunroof, trims and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. Secretary of State Blinken in Tel Aviv declares this a moment of moral clarity, that America stands beside Israel in its war on Hamas for the slaughter of 1,300 Israelis.
Babies slaughtered, bodies desecrated, young people burned alive, women raped, parents executed in front of their children. Children in front of their parents.
And Blinken reports 25 Americans dead in Israel as Israel launches an assault on the port of Gaza, boats afire. Consumer price inflation for September comes in hot, another 0.4 higher, 4.1% for the year. Social Security checks next year rise just 3.2%, or about $58. The House still paralyzed without a speaker after the Republican conference chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise, but apparently Scalise still doesn't have the votes. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Governor pledging Illinois support for Israel following the Hamas attack. During a gathering in the Chicago area, the governor said they must honor the many peace-loving Palestinians, but proclaimed that Hamas is a terrorist organization backed by Iran. Pritzker, who's Jewish, said he put state police and law enforcement across the state on alert at synagogues and other gathering places for Jews. The 104-year-old Chicago woman who made history after setting a world record as the oldest person to skydive has died. Dorothy Hoffner passed away peacefully in her sleep Monday. Her death came a week after she set the record. After landing on the ground at the Skydive Chicago Airport in Ottawa, a centenarian made her first skydive at the age of 100. University of Illinois police investigating a shooting earlier the week in Champaign. They say shots fired Monday night in the 600 block of South 2nd Street. Good news, nobody was hurt and officers recovered shell casings. The incident triggered an Illini alert emergency notification to students and staff. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff, Saturday, deepening low out of the plains, increasing south wind, and a milder to warmer spell of weather, and iffy rain chances for the day today, but they'll be on the increase here for tomorrow night and into the weekend across the area. But some heavy rainfall totals are lurking north of Champaign County over the next couple of days. A pretty good soaking expected around here, and points on southward chillier weather ahead for the weekend. But not today. Partly sunny, warmer, with a stray shower thunderstorm chances more morning and later this afternoon, especially north and northeast of Champaign. 78 the high, 56 tonight, with a lingering shower thunderstorm risk this evening. And again, late tomorrow, variably cloudy showers, thunderstorms get going. Highs at 71 and shift around into the southwest. Tomorrow night, we'll bat about in the lower 50s with showers and thunderstorms early and late. Showery weather for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 50s by day, 40s at night, gusty northwesterly wind. We'll try to drive things out and moderate temperatures back in the lower 60s mid next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, Champaign Park teachers have Flannel Fest coming up, Westside Park, October 14 and 15. By golly, that's this weekend. It's Zoe Southland Savage. Zoe, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You just got the name that I want to read at the State Farm Center. Basket by Zoe Southland Savage. That would be perfect.
Nice. That's just a long one, isn't it?
That's great. Flannel Fest, describe, because I love flannels, love wearing flannels, but I don't know if I'm a lumberjack, so...
Oh, well, you don't have to be a lumberjack. This is just a fun fall festival, but we will have some lumberjacks there for sure.
Okay, so tell me, what are you planning? What do I do? Give me some of the breakdown. What you got?
Yeah, so we are open Saturday and Sunday all day, and we're going to have live music, lumberjack shows. We'll have beer and games for the kids, hay rack rides, pumpkin smashing. We even have some fun contests that are going to take place. We've got the hot pepper eating contest and the mustache eating contest.
Mustache?
Or mustache, not mustache eating. Mustache.
I thought I had to eat my mustache. That would have been so awful. Okay, so this really sounds like fun. Okay, so do I need to pay to get in? Is it roped off? How does it work?
No, this is a free festival. It's at Westside Park. You will need to purchase tickets if you want to participate in any of the games or have any beer. But otherwise, it is a free festival. Come on in.
All right. So again, Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Flannel Fest, I presume, because it is going to get cooler. It's perfect. I'll wear a undershirt and then flannel with that. I'll look so darn good.
Yeah, dress warm, and we're going to hope that Illinois changes its mind with that rain.
Yeah, well, it'll be cooler for sure, and we'll dance around the raindrops for sure. Okay, where can I get more information on this, Zoe?
So you can go to champagnepark.org/FlannelFest for more information.
Appreciate you being on, and I hope it goes really well. Sounds really fun and out of the box. Love it.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Zoe Southland Savage, ESPN 93.5. Okay. So, what are you doing about the Christmas party? Come on now. Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Two nights already gone. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford. Yep, that's what we're doing. It is awesome. And he's running out of dates. So if you want to get hold of Long Branch and book a Christmas
Just
party.
Just take over the restaurant.
Yeah, you can do that. And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Been vindicated again with that singing.
Yeah.
Tim Onstott and his lovely bride, Donna. You won brisket again.
Wow.
Come on, man. It was in Terre Haute, WTHI's big deal. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys. We had a good day.
You also got second in chicken.
Yes, Donna is the chicken master. She got it going, so we had a good day.
And so how many hours of everything, put a number on the amount of hours you guys spent getting ready, going there, doing it. I'd like to know, because it's not one of those Stevie J 20-minute things.
Well, I got there at noon on Friday and was there until about noon on Sunday.
And so you of course slept 12 hours each night, right?
Maybe three.
Yeah, I was gonna say. And do you dream of like burning meat, or what happens when you dream? I mean, you have to be thinking about the whole time, aren't you?
Well, that doesn't include the time gathering the meat and doing all the research either. So it's a long process.
But you really love it, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we had a good crew there. We brought in a certified master judge, Brad. We brought in the fire chief from Greensburg, Indiana, to help me run the pits.
Wow.
I mean, I was running three pits, so that was kind of like one of those guys that spin plates. You know, I had three pits and 10 temperature alarms going. And so I'd be working on one and have a beeping, and somebody would cover that. But yeah, our kids, Grant, Reagan, TJ, and Robbie helped out.
Wow,
our granddaughter.
That's cool. This is like an Indy 500 race car operation,
you
man.
You got the crew.
The whole thing, the pit crew, man. That's exciting. Yeah. And more fun when you have more people to share with, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, us barbecue guys, we can say, hey, we got a smoking hot wife in Donna, because that's the truth. I mean,
there you go.
She was at the pits and mixing up sauces and doing her thing, and it was just a all-team effort.
Okay, but just taking all week to really recover, when do you go back out?
We're cooking a private tailgate at the Wisconsin and Illinois game.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
So if somebody has questions and they see us there, you know, I can take time to talk about barbecue anytime.
Well, we'll be, so I don't want to get nosy or anything, but what if I walked by?
What is the location?
Yeah, where do I go? Uh-huh. Don't tell anybody. But anyway, I'll
Stevie.
I want to come by and say hi anyway for Pete's sake.
Oh, you definitely can, and I'll save four racks of ribs for you to prep again.
I could never do that. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Just look for that orange and blue Illini flag. He'll be right under that.
Anyway, Tim, congratulations. It's hard to win anything in anything, and you guys are doing it, and it's semi-regularly now, so it's exciting how much better you're getting. Okay, so apparently grease and cooking and smoking and, you know, even on your home stove, the first instinct on fire is to throw water, but if you do that on grease, isn't there like an explosion?
Yes, yeah. You want to keep your pits clean. When we were at the bash, I mean, there were a lot. There were 25 guys there that some of them do it all the time. Some of it are weekend warriors. We saw a couple of pretty big pit fires.
Ooh.
And the key to that is just keeping a clean pit. You got to clean that grease out, scrape the sides. Once it ignites, it's hard to get out, and it'll just ruin your day, ruin your barbecue.
Well, it's very dangerous, but you would smother a grease fire, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And some of those, I don't know. The problem is once you smother it, you open it back up, the heat gets back to it, it ignites again.
Man.
Because you're so close to that flash point.
So do you keep a great big blanket or something that you can use just in case something like that were to happen, Tim?
No, I keep my pits clean.
Okay.
Which takes another 2 hours. When your pits are huge, so you really scrub them and it takes a lot of elbow grease to get that done, though, so to speak.
Yeah, we scrape the insides and get them clean. But even with like a pellet smoker that has the auger, I've seen that embers back up into the pellet reservoir and catch fire, and that's a fire extinguisher situation.
Well, okay. It's Tim Onstott. Okay, well, listen, congratulations. So keep your pit clean. For a weekend warriors, have a fire extinguisher for sure, and I guess some blankets if you're not very good at this. But if you don't keep your pit clean, then it definitely has the chance to do bad things. So
that's right. And Stevie, all good barbecue starts with meat. And today is National Farmers Day, so we need to say thank you to all those farmers, especially Gail Frerichs that keeps us going, Gail Frerichs Trucking. We had a lot of guests, employees, drivers, office people, their families come to the competition. It was a great time. Thank you, Gail and GFT.
You betcha.
Nice.
Gail Frerichs Trucking, dedicated diesel. Still got some of those
Dixie choppers, too.
Still available, I guess. At no reasonable offer shall be refused,
man. There you go.
Come on, Tim. What are you doing?
And we just put in the order for the 24s.
Oh,
okay.
Well, 23s and 22s still run pretty dang good, man, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, they're fast.
Yeah, I know. All right, Tim, we appreciate you. Congratulations again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Tim Onstott, Gail Frerichs Trucking, dedicated diesel, home of the Dixie Chopper, fastest lawnmower in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of acres done quickly.
Barbecueologist and master smoker.
Barbecueologist. I forgot that term. We who said that?
That's right. Greg Solier.
Greg Solier called him.
He had a sample of the meat.
Don't think I won't find him in homecoming walking around there.
Right.
Hey, Tim, what are you doing here? Hey, what are you here for?
Yes.
Where are my four racks of ribs?
That's right.
844.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing.
your home's best friend.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2586. Go Illini!
Diane Ducey here with Nate Evans of eXp Realty. It's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home.
Sports headlines.
Arizona advances 3-0 with their 4-2 win over the Dodgers yesterday. Houston moving on, beating the Minnesota Twins 3-2 yesterday, winning that series 3-1. Phillies on top of the series 2-1 with their 10-2 win over Atlanta. It's a 7:07 contest tonight on TBS. We're looking forward to our Illini against Maryland 2:30 start on NBC on Saturday. Johnny Newton sent out a tweet recently because Reggie Love is out as running back, showing off his skills in that running back position. He's also one of the quarterfinalists for that Lott Impact Trophy. Speaking of football, we've got the Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs tonight. Travis Kelce with an ankle injury. We're unsure if he's going to be part of things. Illinois and number 12 Wisconsin on the women's soccer field, totally free tonight at 7. Go Illini!
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelce Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelceFurniture.com. That's KelceFurniture.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Welcome, Chad Hoffman, Executive Director, CU Habitat. You guys are dedicating a home in Rantoul tomorrow, Chad. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. It's our third house, really, within the course of a month. So very exciting. We can wrap up three houses and our second one in Rantoul. And we haven't built in Rantoul for 10 years, so to be back there for two is an amazing feat.
All right, so how do people even learn about CU Habitat and what they can actually, and there's an application process to get a home, right?
Yeah, you're correct, and we're right in the middle of selecting our families for 2024 right now. That application, when wrapped up in July, And then it's a pretty significant process of going through a background check and a credit check, and then also a committee review, and then onto our board. So we take great pride in making sure we're selecting families truly in need that need our support here at Habitat and have the dream of home ownership.
Whatever you pick, 5, 10 people, I don't know how many you do, but there's always another 10 that probably you're going, man, it's hard, isn't it? I mean, it'd be difficult to pick one, I think.
Yeah, it's really hard to pick the best candidate, but that's why we always say need wins out. So it always is a development through the process and making sure we're picking the most deserving candidates. And next year we're having 6 families we'll be picking for the Habitat program.
That's so good.
So, and you got sponsors too. I see Illinois Solar Decathlon was in on sponsoring the Elston family home tomorrow. How does that work?
Yeah, this one's a little more unique than a normal Habitat build. Usually we're building with volunteers that we recruit and they come on weekends and build with the homeowners. In this case, the Illinois Solar Decathlon team was part of a nationwide competition to build a nice competitive solar house in terms of energy use. But then they also wanted to go the further step and make sure a low-income family was placed in that house at the end of the competition. So
awesome.
They're really serving two purposes with this house, which has been great. So the family still got to pick their finishes and some of the siding and a little bit of landscaping along the way. But it is truly something that the Illinois Solar Decathlon team really did work on this and then have donated to Habitat. And Habitat's been placing a family that we've worked with for almost 2 years now to be in the house.
Chad, I don't think it would ever get tiring to put people in houses. It just must be a joy that you have to feel every single time.
You're right. These dedications, our dedication tomorrow is one of those nights where we just feel so proud of what we've done at Habitat and the impact we're having. We know there's a huge need for affordable housing in our community. And to have another homeowner be able to have that dream of home ownership and transform their lives with that permanency of a home, it's just amazing. So that positive piece and that hand up, not a handout, because we don't give the home away. We do have a zero interest mortgage at the end of the day.
Wow.
But it is a powerful piece to give that family that stability that they need to move forward.
All right, can people be part of this celebration tomorrow?
Sure, it's at Rantoul off of Rockland, 1318 Rockland in Rantoul, and it starts at 5 o'clock.
Well, Chad, good news for your new location as well.
On the Restore?
Yep. U-Haul has moved next door.
Yeah, U-Haul's next door now.
Unbelievable.
We have Spirit Halloween there, too. We have D-Bats just opened up, the batting cage, so we've got a hopping
nice
shopping center out there.
But I went in and bought a $475 thing and because the 30th anniversary I got, but it was these beautiful closets, but obviously my CRV wasn't going to hold that. So I just trotted down to U-Haul.
Nice.
You're going to sell bigger things, Chad, because I've got $39 truck sitting right there. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Restore. The Ketchaterians are a little bit addicted to it all, Chad.
Just your number one customer. My wife's favorite store is the,
Yeah, I'm not sure we'd stay in business without you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Yeah. Now U-Haul is going to say the same darn thing.
That's right.
I'm going to be customer of the month every month. Chad Hoffman, Executive Director, CUHabitat.org. We appreciate you. Congratulations. Another home dedication to Rantoul tomorrow.
Great. Thank you guys very much.
Appreciate it.
Again, learn more at CUHabitat.org.
I mean, imagine the joy of the family, getting home.
Absolutely.
It's great. CU Habitat and the new store is off wherever
Glen
that is.
Glen Park Drive. And Mattis.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over my I-74.
My car drives.
Kind of Texas Roadhouse neighborhood.
My car drives there automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Near the not far from Schnucks.
That's
stuff.
Right.
Okay. We are done.
All righty.
What's today? Thursday.
It is the 12th and good stuff happening.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow, God willing. We'll continue to track world events. Israel's going to be number one on there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
We just need to pray because, killing people is... Whew. I consume all this stuff and I do this. I need to know stuff, so I have to watch quite a bit of it, but at some point I turn it off.
Yeah.
I know it. I've heard it. I've seen it. They just kind of redo it until they get new news, which in this... Right now, we're getting kind of information every other hour of something going on. So sports is a good relief from the standpoint of escapism. But fact is, there are forces in this world that are evil, really, really evil. And yeah, I think that's the way
it's all.
No, keep praying. Divine intervention is our only hope.
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely not going to change. We're not going to fix this one as humans. We're just not. Because we're going to kill people. They're going to kill people. Then we're going to kill people. Where does it all end? It never has. So it's been battling in the Middle East for thousands of years. And so we continue to pray. All right. Thank you, Diane. We'll talk tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Merle Norman's our Stever. Free color analysis, $100 bill to go spend there. Everybody that goes there loves it.
Yeah.
GoStever.com if you want to take advantage of that free offer today. I'm paying. We'll meet tomorrow on the radio. Thank you for listening. The boys this afternoon, 3 to 5. It's Lontay and Derek Piper with Kyle Tosk. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest,
hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
When it comes to skincare, using the Cleanse Tone Moisturize System is a must. When you start seeing discoloration, fine lines, uneven texture, it's time to pull out the heavy hitters. Merle Norman's High Performance Serums power up your skincare regimen with these super concentrated formulas that target specific concerns and boost all benefits for your current skincare. Targeted, powerful, proven. Find your perfect serum today at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St.